sexy sax of thumb.
Monday morning, and you know what that means. It's another early morning installment of Wake and Bake Grinders List. I'm Dread Rocker, and it's just a short 14 minutes now until we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves we're doing in Wisconsin. Sitting to my left tonight is lunch meat.
This is everyone's favorite hash lad. Lunch meat.
And to his left, Jimmy Gumfunk.
Jimmy Gumfunk. Today was a sad day, gentlemen. A sad fucking day.
I mean, it kind of was just a regular day, right?
Kinda.
You heartless sons of bitches. You frickin', you guys have no emotions. I'm the emotionless robot. Somehow, I have emotions right now, and you guys don't, really. Can we address the elephant?
You've always been a fairly emotional person. I don't know where this is coming from.
I know, I lied. Don't trust the damn thing I have to say. All right, Jimmy Gumfunk here. I'm ready for this shit. Let's have some fun, guys.
No, you've laid the groundwork now. Now you have to tell us more. What got you so upset?
Well, why don't we just save that for a little bit later? Or maybe we should read the snitch mail first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right. Why would we... Yeah, let's not throw...
Oh, God. All right, let's do this.
So, with no context, I'm just going to leap right into the old snitch text for some reason. Here we go. This week there is one... Hello, woke boys. This is the royal scribe of the Pewcog, Mark Twain. I'm sad to say that Alex Trebek has died, and he's looking to get into hog heaven. I'm saddened to report the warthog is on vacation and won't be back to the end of next week. He said that since you guys are such loyal hog heaven followers, in some ways are responsible for the delicious hog heaven pizza at Papa Murphy's, gotta take credit for that. That you can be the decider if Alex Trebek gets in. We all know that you guys aren't the smartest and definitely need to work on your detective skills. For example, the debacle of Wilford Brimley, you know, the creep in the dark that you let slip through your fingers. I hope you can redeem yourself and make the right choice. Your judgment is final. So I hope you guys make it the right decision in praise of the Pewcog and his lovable ripened seeds. That's 920-368-4582. If you want to leave a snitch text just like Anonymous did, that, you know. Oh, wait, not Anonymous. This would have been Mark Twain. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I think that summed up the whole... idea.
Yeah, that was somehow more accessible than Jim just explaining what's going on.
Wow. You know, I'm not good by words. I'm sorry.
Well, who's going to start off the whole, you're going to be Dan Dread Rocker, you're going to be Christine Jim, or what?
Are these Night Court references doing anything for the audience either? This is going to be
don't care if it does anything for the audience. It does something for me. Just sexy sex my phone.
Okay. All right. Let's get this together. So, folks, tonight, Alex Trebek has died, and, of course, Jimmy is distraught.
My adopted Canadian father has died. Thank you.
Adopted Canadian father has died. I don't know. Like, yeah, he's been around forever, of course, but wasn't he also kind of didn't he leave his mustache in Memphis, if you know what I'm saying?
I have never heard one whiff of controversy. Okay, you guys took Sean Connery from me. I understand he was canceled in the 80s, but what did Alex do wrong that you guys canceled him?
Does anyone else think that, like, Burt Reynolds, I mean, did I say Burt? Oh, yeah, I guess it was Burt Reynolds. Needs to watch his back next.
Yes, totally. It's probably definitely going to happen, unfortunately.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying. I don't know if he'll make it in either. We'll have to see. You know what I'm saying?
Anyone who was on the old Jeopardy parodies this week is fair game on Saturday Night Live. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone's
next. He's next.
Jared Rocker. You said he was a Holocaust denier. Is that something?
Yeah, where the hell did that come from?
I don't know. I was probably angry about something else at the time, and I just, you know, took it out on the poor spirit of, I don't know if I ever heard he was a Holocaust denier. I just never heard that he wasn't.
So the absence of evidence is the evidence of absence? Is that what you're telling us?
Except I'm sure that, like, at every point he's been able to, like, have a moment where, like, if you watch all the Jeopardy tapes, somewhere in there, like, he's probably been like, man, we all know the Holocaust wasn't bullshit. It really happened. And then, like, you know, that, like, over the years, it's probably come up, that's all I'm saying.
The Holocaust was bullshit. Never happened. What are we talking about?
Oh, boy. If you watch it closely on the show, whenever he asks questions about World War II and the Holocaust, he always eye rolls and, like, twitches his mustache. He's like, okay. Yeah. Right.
It's, you know, I don't know. I never watched the show.
I did every day at 4 p.m.
Oh,
again, that man raised me. Fucking,
I don't believe a word of it.
I've spent more time fucking watching or listening to that man than I have probably anyone or anything else. Okay, maybe The Simpsons.
What about masturbation?
Well, only 2 hours every day, all day? I don't know. Mm.
2 hours.
I got time on my hands. That's what I call my.
All right, so what were you thinking? What were we thinking? Should he get in? I mean, it sounds like he probably should get in. He actually turned out to be a big.
He's a first ballot.
You did a curiosity. You did a little bit of a background sweep there.
A little background sweep. Checked everything out. Seems like he's pretty good. He's pretty, you know. Pro anti baddies, so.
Or was he really the Boston Strangler the whole time? Like, think about the perfect cover. If you were out there strangling.
I think he might have been the Montreal Mutilator, not the Boston Strangler.
That's a good one.
Even if that is the case. So what, he killed a few people?
Murder
he can speak seven
take
languages.
You out of hog heaven. You know what I'm saying? I mean, unless it's like
five. Well, he was
murder,
doing more than,
you know, like,
strangling with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd love to hear some evidence. Sounds like a lot of
these
hearsay.
Completely baseless claims. All right. Well, you know, I didn't do any research on it, so what can I say? I'm just out here speaking.
All right. I'm going to. What's your vote then? He's in or out, Dred Rocker?
He's in.
He's in. Okay. Jimmy, right. I'm taking it. He's in for you.
Oh, fucking. With all my heart, he's in.
All right. Let's make it a.
I object.
Anonymous.
I object.
I mean.
Make it all back.
Dan, no, Christine talking here, Dan. No, you cannot object right now. Judge Harry, please give the rules.
What about that old lady who smoked all the cigarettes? Oh.
What about that old? Yeah, the old lady as the first, like, you know, bailiff, right? Remember that?
Right. Whatever happened to her?
Where's Bull at?
Is Bull still alive? Or did he die?
I mean,
you know, that is a good question. I have no clue if that actor is still alive. Fuck. Hmm.
I feel like I could believe either way. Yes, he's an actor.
Right,
yes, he's an actor.
Let's sounds like Hog Heaven's got a new angel. We'll have to see how he landed on his feet. All right, cool, cool.
I'm sure we'll
we're going to do the grinders list today, boys. What are you going to break up?
I had a feeling you were going to ask. I have it queued up just in case.
I have my $6 in my pocket.
I got my 6 bones.
Everyone knows.
Wait,
bowl
you,
number
do you have dollars or bones?
Three.
Ready? Let's be like, I truly believe that you actually have legitimate bones in your pocket right now.
I got 6 chicken bones.
Here we go.
Keeping them in case I get hungry during the show.
You know, in Vegas, they had to pay up because they couldn't technically dispute that. All right, I'm rolling the die to see. Jimmy, you got the Wheel of Life handy?
No, sadly, I don't know what the fuck I did with it.
All right. Folks playing at home, you can also
lose
this regular dice.
You taking it out to the house? You playing it on the road or something, or what?
Yeah. I haven't been for 7 days straight, guys. I have no fucking idea what I'm like anymore. Oh, fuck.
All right, everyone. I'm going to need some help here. Uh-oh. Blunt Street, you're not going to like this, but I got 3 sixes.
Uh-oh.
4, 8, and a 1.
So, you know, 23. Is it 23?
It is. All right.
Wow. I'm like a little Rain Man over here.
Lucky 23. That's called Deep Topic. And folks at home listening in for the first time, of course, we're doing the free version of Morton's Light on Morton's List. We don't pay for it here at the old Wake and Bake Grinders List. All right.
Right.
I'm going to regret not pouring that glass of water. Here we go. The spoken word, by far the greatest power that humans have to shape their own destiny. The effects that carelessly spoken words have on others might last for a lifetime. It is words that cause people to fall in love, but a few uttered words can destroy a relationship that has lasted for years. Words can set a reputed killer free. Poorly chosen words could sentence an innocent to imprisonment for life. There are those who have mastered the use of words to acquire money, power, and respect. Anything they need in life, indeed. Do not take words lightly. Choose your words wisely. Make sure they have meaning and a strong purpose. All right. Deep Topics probes the inner circle's thoughts, feelings, and beliefs with very meaningful conversation. All right, guys, how does that sound for starters?
Good, I guess.
All right.
Sounds like it's going somewhere.
Sounds like I need to give a love letter to Alex Trebek.
Is not my interpretation, but let's see here.
Not yours, mine.
First signed a quiet.
Okay, I don't know how long I got left, so I started thinking really weird. Fuck it. All
right, this action might play into our wheelhouse. Okay, the inner circle should just find a quiet, distraction-free area with comfortable seating. Check. The group should decide about a deep, significant topic to talk about. No
I
check.
Thought
there,
we
yeah.
did.
No check. This ought to be
for.
hold on. Here we go. The group should then decide. Okay, we already have that. We ought to be an important nature that the greatly removed. This ought to be of an important nature that greatly removes group members from casual conversation. As they engage in this discussion, many revealing and insightful realizations will probably surface, even if they've known each other for years.
Dredd, I don't mean to step on your toes here, but I think you need to ask a question around the table here. We got like 30 seconds.
Oh, bollocks. No, we don't even have time for that. Good eye. You saved the week.
Oh, Goddamn. I don't know what that cigarette's giving me. All right.
I thought since we were covering Fast and Furious, it would be weird not to play it this week, right?
Oh, for sure.
So, good save there, Jim. If I had gotten up and done all this and not hit the 420, oh my goodness. That was bad. Play of the week there.
About this Morton's list, right? Do we have any more text mails? Do we have any text mails? Or snitch mails.
I was just about to segue into a sports minute, actually.
Okay.
Tell me if this is coming through.
Oh, it's about cancel culture person. Sports. My beloved Bears lost to Tennessee Titans today. Fucking, they look like absolute horseshit. Fucking hell of a goddamn game between Arizona and fucking who the hell is Arizona? Oh, Miami Dolphins. Freaking I don't know. Fuck sports right now again. I'm in a bad fucking.
That's
again.
The perfect
my,
review right
my
there.
My fucking dad died. My fucking doctor died. It's a bad headspace.
That's why we keep covering sports here. I love the. That's a great review.
What about the Packers? Did they win?
Oh yeah.
Thursday. Yes, they did. Weird ass Thursday. That was dartball. Do you want to
try
the
dartball
story?
Well, no.
Kinda like
we're cruising
right
the cut later. We're gonna do cruising the cut later. We don't want to go into that right now.
It was
know that, Jim?
Fucking, what?
Who's in first place now?
In the division, the Green Bay Packers are followed by the Bears, followed by the Detroit Lions, followed by fucking goddamn the Minnesota Vikings. Fuck the Vikings. I hate the fucking Vikings. Like I said, fucking, my beloved Bears lost by a touchdown today. Freaking Big Dick Nick did not look like the goddamn quarterback with all the swag.
All right. This has gotten out of hand. I'm calling you.
Sorry, thank you.
As soon as we get to Big Dick Nick, I know we're running out of latitude here. Okay. So, that's all covered. I believe you asked for the old snitch mails.
Yeah, maybe there'll be a good topic on there for us.
Okay, 920-368-4582. You can text it. You can call it. Just don't call it late for 420. That's all that we're saying here, right?
That's right.
All right, anyway.
This is Buford Boa Gardner. I'm a proud gentleman from the state of Georgia, and I know that everyone I know voted for Trump, see? And now they're saying Biden won Georgia, and I just don't agree with it. I don't know any Dick or Harriet or Samson or Bo that voted for him. You explain to me why President-elect Biden is going to be the next president. I know Trump ain't going to quit. I know Trump is going to fight for our freedom. What can we do? What can we do as Americans? Can you shit from Lockboy. Oh boy. All right. This has been Buford Bullgardner saying, stay away.
A fun one. Did that, first of all, did you all hear that okay? Hello?
Heard it all right, too.
I'm sorry, I can't hear anybody. Is that me? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Am I alone?
Can you hear me?
I think we're okay now. Did you guys hear the snitch mail is the real question?
I heard it.
Okay.
And from Georgia, so you're concerned about America and Trump.
Yeah, that's the gist. Yeah, that's what I heard too. Okay, obviously, the orange buffoon is on his way out.
And he's going to stay and fight, right? He's going to totally sue and win, right?
Yeah, I was just saying, lunch meet, this is your girl, Amy or whatever, going to fucking keep him in the White House. I know you were supporting her pretty hard in her 19 adopted children.
You know, he's going to, like, secretly just, like, hide in there and, like, pretend he's a ghost, right? He's like, I'm Lincoln's ghost now, right? I mean, something more than the black community than, like, anyone. What's going on with that? So, the mail-in ballots, then? I mean, is that a thing that we should be worrying about? I mean, does everyone know that they're, you know, rigged? Or what?
Yes, that's, now talk about your baseless accusations. That's about as wild as Alex Trebek denying the Holocaust.
Don't make me cry, please. There's somebody in this room that should know about mail-in ballots more than the other two people. How many did you throw away or destroy, sir?
Zero this year.
Oh, this year. So you're saying that in years past you have. So Trump still gets to stay in the White House because he defunded you guys. I don't know. Fuck. I'm sorry. I had a train of thought there, and it went off the rails.
One candidate said to mail-in ballots. The other one said to wait till election day and stand in line. And I guess that wasn't such a good tactic after all.
How do we all vote? Do we all actually go in person or mail-in lunch feet?
I work. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Go
shit,
on.
You know I don't vote. I voted for Kanye. I'm proud to be one of the 60,000.
I wrote in Harry S. Truman again, so, you know, I did my job.
You guys are a couple of turds.
Why, who do you vote for, Dredd? I mean, not that that anyone's business.
It's not, and I'm not going to speak on it.
So you voted for the buffoon?
No, of course not. Come on now.
Who's the Green Party
candidate?
What was that? Are we having this debate now? Wait a minute. Are you guys, like, saying that, like, you didn't vote for Biden? You're not riding with Biden?
I never
not after seeing his Animal Crossing plant, or not after seeing his Animal Crossing, like, island, I'm not. I'm creepy. But he didn't even do it. You know who did have an awesome Animal Crossing? Kanye.
You went to Kanye's Animal Crossing?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, here's my thing with the whole thing. I don't want to get too political, but this is part of the Morton's list. I mean, the Republicans and the Democrats have fucked up everything some time began, right? I mean, the problem isn't, like, one side. It's both the fucking sides, right? I mean, they're both fucking dickheads. Motherfucker.
Whatever happened to the Whig Party?
Oh, my gosh.
We need a fucking, you know, we need someone, the independent, who's willing to work both sides of the aisle.
Oh,
and I believe
God.
Under God's wisdom and his watchful eye, Kanye would have been the choice.
Oh,
fuck Kanye.
I'm glad we didn't talk about this before the election, given how many, you know, Lunch Meat Nation is out there waiting on your every order.
Does this count as our intelligent discussion for Morton's List?
No.
I guess it does.
Ideally, I mean, ideally, like, all cool jokes aside, no, I mean, Biden was the right choice. Hopefully he gets pretty senile and has to give up the office, and then Harris can be our new president. But, you know, here's hoping, right?
Oh, is that what you're waiting for?
I'm hoping, yeah, man. Like, I don't want to see any 70-year-old, no matter how cool or
I mean,
uncool he is, president. You know what
I
I'm saying?
I do agree, of course, yes. Need to get out of that.
Is it time we find for age limit on how old you can be when you run for office for any like mayor, even local mayor, comptroller,
you
whatever?
You gotta count up 8 years, conceivably 8 years. You can't be sneaking in at 72 because you're, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, if you have to like lift up your balls before you sit down on a couch just so you don't sit on your old man, wrinkly old balls, and yeah, you're not president. You know what I'm saying? Like, jeez.
Lunch meat, I told you that in confidence. God damn it, why are you making fun of me?
Everybody's
so what if I slip my balls every so often? You know, I'm kind of proud of that fact. Look off.
It only gets worse, Jim, when you get older, okay? Just, if it's bad now, just think about how it's going to be when you're 80. Oh, my good Lord.
Oh, they're going to be dipping in toilet water a lot. I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to see Harris as president. I mean, that's probably what the, you know, America needs right now for healing, right? Get that divide. But, I don't know, I'm just waiting for, you know, AOC to be old prez, right? I mean, that's what
I mean, isn't that what we're all waiting for?
I think we're all waiting for it, you know?
Yeah, like, well,
I do have to say something, though. So I watched a lot of these, you know, people that are supposed time travelers. You know, have anyone seen these on the internet, right? I mean,
no,
they take lie detector tests. They take lie detector tests. They have these, like, a pretty amazing stories about being from the future, you know? And all of them said that Trump was going to become president. You think maybe we, you know, stopped something?
We changed
the future?
Liars. What?
We changed the future.
Maybe we did. You know, I didn't hear a thing about the old coronavirus going on, so maybe that was the thing that changed it all for everyone. I mean, did we give coronavirus a little... Because without the coronavirus, I'm pretty sure old Trump probably definitely would have became president again, right? I mean, is that something we can all understand or what?
I followed all that.
How did he become president once?
Yeah, that's a better question.
People are idiots. I don't think people really knew back then. Like, I know a lot of people... You know,
I don't know. People got like more into them though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people like got more into it. I mean, 70,000 votes you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some. I'm sorry, 70 million votes you got, and that's pretty big. That's like the most from any sitting president ever. That's been like, you know, ran. Even though Biden crushed him with 4 million extra votes, of course, but. Man, yep, pretty big stuff. So
that was only half of the Morin's list. We already did our topic talking, but we didn't even do the manipulation.
Ooh.
No, well, okay. Let's see what it was, I guess.
I've rolled 6 dice for people playing at home. 1 6, 2 4s, 3 2s.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to the numbers right away. I'm sorry.
1 6, 2 4s, 3 2s.
20.
Got it. This is called orderly conduct. No running. That's the salad fork, dear. The inner circle handles themselves in a calm, organized, and systemic fashion. Before the quest begins, they go to great lengths to prepare for and plan their course of action. Every move to be made during the quest is discussed and planned out in excruciating detail. This may involve synchronizing watches, making maps, notarizing permission slips, and other keys to a nice and orderly system. Even the simplest, most pointless laws are to be observed at times. Jaywalking, loitering, etc. Some things which may help the group keep the quest more organized include walkie-talkies, a local law book, a day planner, a list of emergency phone numbers, elbow and knee pads, a spare tire and jack, etc. Idea. The inner circle adopts a governmental system of organization, such as a democracy. All decisions being put to a vote, Communism, everyone is assigned positions of authority, president, treasurers, chief of covert operations, secretary of censorship, etc. I don't know. I think just a simple podcast framing where I'm calling all the shots and you two are at my mercy seems to be working pretty well for me so far.
It's a pretty good system. I wouldn't want to throw it away.
You ain't a bad leader, bro. You ain't a bad
all
leader.
Right. Well, then we did it. Everybody keeps their $6.
All right. I can't wait for the day that we actually need the $6. I'm going to be pretty excited.
That's rule three, folks. You must have $6. Keep an open mind for an hour. I think we did that. We're on the back end here.
You know, you can get for $6, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 4 locos.
Mm. I think that's what they meant by that. It was just like code, kinda.
I was like trying to think of the beer, the like high density beer that we always used to drink with the Cobra on it. What was that called? Was this just called Cobra?
King Cobra.
King Cobra. There it is. Oh, it's all coming back to me now. I don't know why I forgot the king part. I couldn't think of it for the life of me. Alright, thanks, Gumfunk.
It looked like the Cobra Kai logo.
I remember what it looked like. I just...
Not to give it a show, but, you know, maybe if you talk a little sense of Johnny. Nobody?
I'm sorry, what?
Maybe we talk a little Sensei Johnny?
Yes. By all means, it sounds like you have something to say.
Been rewatching that with my brother lately, and just, fuck. Dan LaRusso is a piece of shit, and deserved to lose that goddamn under 18 tournament because he was over 18. How was he even in it?
Okay, but let me ask you this. How much karate is going on between you and your brother these days?
Well, he's got no legs, so none.
I mean, that didn't stop a lot of crippled people, right? I mean, that's where jiu-jitsu comes in handy, right?
Oh, he still whipped my ass, yeah. Fucking, I'm going to cry again.
Still getting beaten up by a cripple, huh?
Hey, he's a lot stronger than he looks, man. I got an ass. Fucking... He ain't got no legs, but he still has hands.
And, I mean, differently able, please.
Yes, he's handicapable. That is very true.
Okay.
But I just brought everything off the rails again.
Well, that sounds like a perfect opportunity to get into their new segment, Cruising the Cut with Jimmy Gumfunk.
Who's the theme song?
Start.
I am cut.
All right, good enough.
Now,
why don't you set the mood with the old, why don't you start us off at the local dart ball game?
Tuesday. Be the gentleman that I am. Escorted a team of all ladies to the web. Second time I've been there in a week. Made me feel like an absolute sunbag because I've been to the web in Cameron twice.
Was it a ladybugs kind of situation or what?
I did not have to cross dress. Fuck, that is a deep reference and cut there. Thank you. Wow, damn. Cruising the deep cut. Got it. Anywho. So I might have in a pre-production meeting said that the flame was bartending. Not the girl I thought it was. So I was just a sleazeball and hitting on her, and she had no clue the fuck I was. But anywho, so outside having a cigarette, these man and woman hug. I go, oh, you guys look like such a cute couple. Fucking A. And I was informed that they're brother and sister. So me being the smart ass I am, I make the comment like, oh, well, if this was Alabama, my comment would still fly, but it's not. So I retract my statement. I have a mascara black mark on my eye from touching me.
From Alabama?
I have no idea. Fucking, he's angry, so maybe.
He has like a 1 in 50 chance of offending an Alabaman right there.
Yeah, you know, I thought I gave a compliment, and I guess it was an insult. So, yeah, cruising the cut.
Why are you talking to these hugging strangers?
Because they were
like, don't make a little noise.
I'm sorry, you fucking know me, goddamn it. I just like talking to people, making them laugh, fucking. That's why I do this stupid goddamn podcast for y'all.
What about did you score any home runs in the game though? Did you get any numbers?
No, the bartender that was my ex-girlfriend definitely shut me down. No numbers. No nothing.
How do you think, I mean, so your ex-girlfriend, someone that you supposedly slept with, you don't recognize her today, though? I mean,
that's why you never hook up with the scoreboard girl at the start ball
game. All right, she was a ring card girl, first off, not a scoreboard girl. But no, people look alike. Fucking goddamn it. I don't have that great of a memory. I don't remember what the fuck I did yesterday. So
once you know someone by the cunt, I mean, you pretty much always know that
she didn't get naked. So I didn't get to see. I just got to see the northern lips, not the southern ones. I probably would have recognized her if I got to see down south.
Oh my gosh,
that was the greasiest thing you've ever said. Wow, that should be censored.
It's out there now. No shame.
Whatever.
Well,
yeah, I think we're cruising the cut all up.
Cruising the cut with Jenny Gumfunk.
Wow.
This is the part of the show where we get into our movie series about the fourth installments in any given series. This week we covered Fast and Furious. What a slapper.
All right.
You know, when you go back to
before we start.
Okay, before we start.
Before we start, I believe I put this one on my list, so I'll ask the question, see if you guys watch the movie, of course. Jimmy Gumfunk, what was the thing that he left in Letty's room when he exited her?
Was it a Corona beer? I don't know. I didn't take any notes. I just sat there with my cross-legged on the floor, hands, my fucking face in my hands, just happy as a fucking clam the whole entire time. I don't remember a goddamn thing about the movie, but I love the fucking movie. That's
Uh-oh.
All I know.
Uh-oh.
Is that correct?
I don't know. Let's give him another question. Hopefully he hasn't seen it. All right. In the opening scene, what were they trying to steal?
Oh, man.
He didn't watch it, people.
He didn't watch it.
There's
no way on earth you watched it.
Wait. No, again, the fifth one is fucking...
You were lying in the text thread yesterday?
What? You're lying.
Lying in the thread.
I don't care.
You didn't watch it.
He didn't watch it. This is why we ask the questions, people.
I'm glad you asked.
Now we know that it's a vital thing. We got to keep it going. All right. That goes one strike against Jimmy Gumfunk. We will not be getting his view or his input on of the movie because it's all made up.
I put off watching The Mandalorian to watch Fast and Furious.
Well, okay. It was a pretty great. A lot of big things happened. Dread Rocker, do you want to go through the plot of the movie, or there's a lot of
the old soft reboot, the Ghost Protocol, if you will, of Fast and Furious movies. They are taking a stab at they got bigger things in their sights, but they got to kind of lay the tablework for it. So we've got Brian back with the FBI, or he's an FBI agent this time, I think, right? And then, of course, old Vinny's on the run. He's Dominic Toretto. He's still racing and running around. You know how it goes. And, a case brings them together, and they've got to get in this race to work for Braga, who we'll be seeing. Well, we won't be seeing because we only do the number fours in this one. But, Braga will be returning to the series someday. Just a little future spoiler. Then they race Han. Under the border a whole bunch, and Wonder Woman is there, and Han is there.
I was gonna say, I was surprised to see her. I totally forgot she was in that shit.
Yeah, they lay a lot of the groundwork for the you know, when you really start paying attention in 5, you're like, hey, wait a minute, where did all these people come from? A lot of them came from 4.
Yeah. Pretty good stuff. I had no beefs about it. I mean, it is an action ride for all the senses, I suppose, right? I kept on imagining him, like, pulling up, and every time he's driving, like, listening to Do You Feel Like I Do. He's, like, at the funeral watching, and he's, like, sadly singing that song, you know.
What if it was playing in her coffin?
Are you singing for the Do You song?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you still trying to push the Vin Diesel song from last week?
Did anyone make it with a lady yet, or what? Did anyone do that? Or?
I tried my best to.
I mean, until we do it, it's going to be an ongoing thing, I guess. I'm going to bring it up until it happens.
Yeah, especially when we,
The listeners are counting on us, you know? I mean, it's like a classic American Pie story, but with the woke boys and that famous song, right?
It's a catchy theme song.
All right, so let's get to the rating. Let's get to the rating of it all. Where did you find this fast? Okay, I also want to say, so they just took out the word "the" and just made it Fast and Furious, right? I mean,
yeah, so in all the promos, you got to look in the bottom right corner. They put a little 4 down there to really make sure you
fast
understand
and Furious.
That would have been good.
It would have been all right. I would have accepted it.
Probably not great for your reboot. Sure, but...
Okay, so Jed Rocker, how many? What are you giving it?
I'm giving it 4 Coronas.
4 Coronas. I'm gonna give
I'm
it
more
3.
I'm
a
Corona man myself.
You know what? I'm gonna give it 4. I mean, I love the series. I love it's like not the best. It's kind of cheesy, but it's always entertaining. You watch it with friends, it's great to laugh at and make fun of. So, yeah, I'm going to give it 4 snouts. I'm going to give it 4 good old snouts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I give it 4 families.
Nope, your count does not count. Invalid. You signed with a Sharpie and now are getting rejected from the ballot. All right, so between me and Jerry Rocker, I believe 4 snouts is the rating. We'll let you sit on how many boners, though, dumb funk? I mean, clearly you must have seen something on. How many boners did you get watching it?
Gal Gadot, isn't it? So automatically 2.
No, your vote doesn't count.
Asshole.
All right, Jed Rock, how many boners on the boner scale?
Gal Gadot, 2 boners, 2 respectful boners.
2 boners.
Let's see. Jordana Brewster comes back, of course. 0 boners. And I don't know. There, of course, there's the babes and the music and the cars and stuff. I mean, I'm sure there's got to be a boner in there too somewhere, right?
Yeah, I'm going to give it like a action boner and then a regular some hottie boner. So I'm going to give it 2 boners as well. So, all right. Kind of a top rating this episode for it. I think 4 is a pretty solid count. All right, great. Well, now we know. Hope everyone does their homework for next week. Talking about next week, what is the next movie we're going to be watching?
Am I rolling with your list?
Yep, I got a list.
Hold on there. I need a 20 for that. Although, I guess I, again, should just use 6 dice because there's... No, there's not. Oh, there it is. I got one. Here it is. That is so exciting. 13. Hello?
Hello.
I had a 13, but did we lose someone?
Lunchbeat, what's the number 13 on the list?
Something happened. Wait, hold on. Sorry, folks. A lot of suspense going on here. Just a quick snip.
God's holy name, are you blabbering about? Are you alright? What am I watching you? God's holy name, are you blabbering about?
You hear me now. Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down.
Grind, father.
And we are back. Sorry, a little technical difficulty. I believe, what were we doing? Something...
We rolled a 13.
Oh, for the lift. Yes, of course.
Number 13 is Nightmare on Elm Street 4. Dream Master.
Any immediate impressions? Do we know what one that is?
I think it's like the song with like Dokken, right? Where it's a Dream Warrior. Or is it Dream Master and Dream Warrior? Two different things. I don't know. I remember a lot.
Okay, it's Nightmare on Elm Street 4. Oh, wait, no. Goddamn, I'm thinking Friday 13th 4. Fuck, no. I don't know this one. It's going to be good.
You're right. I'm pretty excited. All right, well, there it is, folks. Come again next week and find out about who watched it, who didn't, and then what's this Nightmare on Elm Street 4 all about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And with that, I think we did we cover it? Because I can't think that's everything.
It's pretty good. It's getting pretty late. Maybe we'll wrap things up on the after-hours show.
I've been Dread Rocker, dreading it on the ones, and dreading it on the twos.
Out of the smoke, there stands an ash lad. Out of the mist, it's me, Lunch Meat, saying goodbye. May the great grindfather take a liking to you.
Jimmy Gum Funk, I am drunk.
What? What are those words right there? What did he just say? This is Dread Rocker. We're in the After Hours, Under Hours episode. To get a little blue after the end credits there.
Sorry, this is old Lunch Meat. So clearly Lunch Meat.
You become funk? Oh, sorry guys, I'm staring at a wall of beers that I drank during this episode, so.
Yeah, that's a late reveal. What, you've been, you've been drinking a wall of beers during the last 49 minutes?
Yep, number 10.
That's that Seagram's Wine Coolers makes cans now? Like, pick up a 12er of it. Delicious.
Yeah, yes, all of that.
Are you Lunchmeat, you drink wine coolers?
Yeah, I like to drink a couple wine coolers after a hard day of work. You know, it's like a sugary treat that also kind of mildly gets you buzzed, right? I mean, where you don't want to drink beer or alcohol, but you want to drink soda pop, but also get a little drunk.
I drink the Bud Light seltzers or the Coors Light seltzers. Those are kind of the same thing, but they're pretty good.
Yeah, you guys probably drink White Claws too, don't you?
I do.
I stopped doing that. That was such a fad. You
know? Oh, well, I mix mine with vodka.
Well, yeah, well, that's there you go. That's better.
It really does the trick. Every time I do it, I'm like, oh, that was a mistake. Ooh, it's a lot of fun.
Next time.
We'll call it a dread rocker. It's perfect.
Dread rocker. I like it. All right. Any news from the old hole? That old glory. Or the old quarry hole.
Last from the quarry hole. I think he's banging the one bartender Danielle at work now. I don't want to get into that because I'm not 100% certain, but yeah.
Is that the one that he was trying to? You finally wore her down, or is this another person?
No, another one. She's going through a divorce right now.
That sounds like his speed. Oh, man. Let's hope he wraps it up. You know what I'm saying? Jeez.
I just don't understand how he's keeping made lunch. You see what he is. You see what he are, whatever.
It's horrible. How does it still work for him? It's like, oh, you want to come by my mom's place? You know, maybe do some drugs with me?
I'm talking about the core hole, right? I'm sorry. I got confused. I thought you guys were making fun of me again. Sorry.
The last week you moved in with his folks.
Yeah, you took that a little personally there. Is this strike a nerve?
No.
A raw one.
Raw?
He is not enjoying living with back at home with his parents. I guess he thought he had freedom, but whatever. Owner man, boss man Josh had to buy him a new battery and go pick up his car keys from his ex-girlfriend's house. So, and here's
boy.
The plastic.
Here's the plastic. I would never call up my fucking boss and ask him to, like, fix my shit. You know what I'm saying? I would never do that. I'm like, God, then you owe him something, right? I'm like,
Corey does it all. He's got flies flying around his face. Fucking, he's got a little brown spot. I'm thinking.
Did you ever become the old bar manager? Did you ever take over for Melissa? Did you?
No. They don't trust him.
I knew it. I knew he would never get that shit. He's like talking about how he's gonna be the new thing around there. Classic.
Again, he can swallow all the cock he wants, but never going to trust him.
The Wake and Bake Grinders List is recorded at or around both coasts of Wisconsin. You can find us at Grinders List on Twitter, hashtag LunchMigas or HeadGumFunk. The snitch line is open for all you snitches. Watch out for those stitches and ditches. That's 920-368-4582 or, I know, you're crazy for this one, 9-A-O, do-til-ta.